All right. Our next guest is always a pleasure. He is kind of our go-to tech guy when he can do it, and he can do it today. He is tech writer David Pogue with Yahoo Tech, CBS Sunday Morning, where I see him quite often, and the New York Times as well. Hell of a resume there. David Pogue, how are you, bud?
I'm well, thank you.
So, okay, not being a tech guy, this is really strange. It's the great mystery and the controversy of this app called FaceApp, and apparently it's from a Russian company. Boy, those comrades are sneaky. They know how to get us. So what Americans love more? Oh, you know what they really like is their own face. You know, I mean, okay, so what's the background on this? What's the deal?
It's a really cool app, one of many like it, by the way, that lets you take a selfie of yourself and you can change your hair color. The really popular one right now going around the internet is making yourself look 50 years older.
Yeah.
So you can see how wrinkled and gray you'll be. Came out in 2017, so it's weird that it's seen this gigantic surge in viral popularity this week. But in any case, it's because celebrities have kind of stumbled on it and are posting pictures of themselves as elder people. But somebody poked around in the legalese of this app and found that, first of all, it's made by a Russian company. Yes, it is. And second of all, the legalese says, our company owns any content you generate with this app in perpetuity, which has made a lot of people all terrified, like, oh my gosh, my privacy, they're harvesting me, they're following me, they're tracking me. The truth is actually pretty far from that. That's a standard boilerplate legal thing. Facebook had it in their terms of agreement for a while. It's just to protect their own hides. They don't know who you are. They don't have your name. You upload a picture for them to process the aging or the hair color or the makeup or whatever. But then that picture is thrown away after a day.
You sure?
So it's really no, well, that's what they say. And if we're going to not believe them, then we can't believe anybody in any company anywhere in the world. So you can either be paranoid about everybody or, you know, paranoid about nobody. Well, so that's the story. It's a really, really fun little app.
Yeah.
The crisis is overblown. The processing is done, by the way, not in Russia. The pictures are never sent to Russia.
Really?
They're processed on the Google and Amazon cloud servers in Loudoun County, Virginia, just like the rest of the internet.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, it's certainly blown up, and it's become a controversy. If this were to have any effect, if this were to be any kind of situation where they're looking towards next year's election, I mean, that's out of the picture, right? I mean, that's not, we don't have to worry about that. They're not being that sneaky either.
Well, that was one of the theories that went around, is that what they're doing is they're harvesting hundreds of thousands of American photos for the purpose of creating fake identities next year on Twitter and Facebook, to pose as, you know, grassroots people trying to meddle with the election. The only problem with that theory is that it's not hard to find pictures of people online.
I mean, well, that's true.
If they wanted to do that, they wouldn't need to go to the trouble of creating an app. They could just go to Google Images and find tens of millions of American faces that would be much easier to harvest. So me, I'm not buying it, but again, if anybody's nervous about it, all they have to do is not use the app.
And I will listen to David Pogue before I get all paranoid and bent out of shape. This headline in, where was this? Oh, Forbes.com says, viral app FaceApp now owns access to more than 150 million people's faces and names. Now, that's not correct?
Well, it's incorrect for a couple of reasons. One is they don't really own it. And second of all, they say that they came out with a clarification document today that says exactly what they do and how it works and what they do with the pictures. And they say the only reason, I mean, look, a lot of photo apps upload your picture to the cloud for processing. Snapchat does that, and nobody's freaking out about them. It uploads your picture for the purposes of doing the processing and they hold on to it for a few minutes in case you want to do something else to the same picture so that you don't have to re-upload it.
Yeah, okay.
That's, they say, the
gotcha.
Only reason they hold on to it.
Wow. Did you hear about the Democratic Party? They told all the candidates and all their people to tell all their people not to download this thing? They're really paranoid about it.
It's kind of hilarious. There's quite a bit of fake news element to this. Somebody on Twitter said that this app doesn't just upload the picture that you send to be processed, that it takes all the pictures on your phone and uploads every photo you've got.
Yeah, I did see something about that yesterday. But
yeah, it turns out not to be true, and that tweet has been taken down. But as we know, the damage has now been done, and everybody believes that to be true.
Do you have it on your phone?
I do. I think it's hilarious. My wife and I have been sending pictures of what we're going to look like to each other when we're 85.
Yeah, back in the mid-decade, I found something on my phone that was similar. It wasn't this one, but it was fun, and it was interesting. And so I can see why people dig it.
Yeah, there's an app that lets you see what you'd look like if you were muscly and built. There's an app that lets you change your hairstyle, your hair color, your skin color. There's an app that swaps your gender. There's an app that will show you what you would look like if you're hugely obese or ridiculously skinny. There are aging and de-aging apps. It's a very popular category.
I think
these guys just landed in the crosshairs at the wrong time.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff. Very cool. Mr. Pogo, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And stay well, and we're gonna need you soon. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, thank you. Happy to participate.
Thanks, man. Have a great week.
All right. Take care.